Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
You're listening to End Time World News, and I'm your host, Eric. Go to redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. That's redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. Like, share, subscribe. If you like the podcast, and again, folks, your donations are always welcome and greatly appreciated to help keep us on the air and keep us going each and every week. In case you're just tuning in to End Time World News, folks, we're a podcast about end time world news and real news, what's happening around the world, and how it relates to the end time events of every the day-to-day life and the future of civilization. So we're a podcast about that, about God and Jesus Christ, and of course the second coming of Jesus Christ. We cover everything, including the mark of the beast, the book of Revelation. We try to cover everything and tie everything into the second coming of Jesus Christ. And we all know that that is soon. And that's very soon. So if you haven't given your life for Jesus Christ, it's good that you do it right now, folks, because who knows how much longer we can be around as far as humanity and civilization go, because man itself will ultimately end up destroying itself, and then the devil plays right into that. The devil will tempt man, and then the temptation is so great that man always goes along with the temptation, and man essentially will destroy themselves. So that's how this goes. So today's news, folks, comes from naturalnews.com. That's naturalnews.com. And the article titled from naturalnews.com, it's very interesting. No trains, no planes, no automobiles, and no gas. Welcome to the de-civilization or the Democrat utopia. And we all know Joe Biden will kick in and give in to these radical, I call them crazies, or radical liberals that want to save the planet, but they have no idea in saving the planet with this abstract way of thinking, this crazy nonsense. They don't realize that and you end up saving the planet, you end up killing humanity to some degree. You have to have balance. And again, we need to return back to the biblical days of the Bible, and we could have balance and try to restore civilization in the name of Jesus Christ. But of course, man doesn't want to return to God. Man seeks to do things his own way. And so you have this save the planet that Joe Biden supports and all of his craziness and everything else. Sometimes that don't work out very well. And I think the Biden administration has seen that with the rising cost of gas prices and everything. And, you know, I mean, again, it is what it is. I've followed Joe Biden for the last 45 years. He is a do nothing, Senator, always was a do-nothing senator from Delaware, and always will be the now the do-nothing president. So I digress, folks. Let's jump into the article. And again, the article is titled, No Trains, No Planes, No Automobiles, and No Gas. Welcome to the Decivilization Democrat Utopia. Here we go. With Democrats now aggressively pushing a coordinated fear porn campaign to try to convince Americans that gas stoves, here we go, folks, gas, G-A-S, stoves, are suddenly deadly and must be banned, and the so-called progressives that have cemented their position being anti-progress, in fact, they are anti-civilization, just as I was just saying here, folks, that they are anti-civilization, and they want to take away fire and anything that combust, gas stoves, vehicles, firearms, furnaces, and so on and so forth. On top of this, in some Democratic-controlled states, unfortunately, I'm back here in Michigan, so I know that well, you no longer have the right to flush a toilet at normal capacity. Water restrictions require low-flow toilets that barely do the job. And so on that note, folks, I've worked on plumbing for the last 30 years, plumbing, electrical, and heating and cooling in the skilled trade, so I can attest to that. All these toilets that I've had to deal with and play around with over my years and have my guys deal with toilet issues and plumbing issues, I can attest to that. When you have very little water flow in the tank and you're trying to get down a massive, if you will, pile of waste material. I'll just say that because we have a clean Christian podcast here. You're trying to get rid of all that waste, folks. What happens is that little water cannot do the job. And so that's just a fact. That's a fact of life. So, but since the power grid fails in many storms, and this is true, go into the power grid, there's a lot of failures, but since the power grid does fail in a lot of storms, such move would potentially leave a lot of New Yorkers, and this is applying to New York right now, with no way to cook or heat during storm outages. And so, again, this is the Democratic way, and again, you have California, New York, and you have a lot of the big cities. A lot of the big main cities are ran by Democrats, and so they think by eliminating gas stoves and everything gas is going to save the planet. And this is the nonsense and BS that constantly goes on here with the insanity from the Democratic left, the Democratic Party, the liberal side, and Democrats in general. And in California, on a side note, Governor Newsom announced combustion engine vehicle sales will be banned by 2035. The state of Washington will ban them by 2030. In New York, a similar ban takes place in 2035. In these states and other transportation options will collapse, and others and transportation options will collapse, leaving private individuals and businesses with a few options while overburdening the power grid to the point of meltdown, thanks to both electric ranges and electric vehicles pulling high power demand across a lackluster grid infrastructure. And that's one thing, you know, folks, I've had to work with the technical side, again, the technical side of things in life, and even on the working with IT departments over the years, and just all kinds of different things, and all types of contractors. You name the contractor, I've probably worked with them at some point in time in my career. And it just gets to be insanity. And people don't really understand. They want to go to electric this, electric that, or solar this and solar that. They don't understand the combustion engine over the last 100 or 125 years was one of the biggest discoveries and invention in the last 100 or 125 years. Nothing, and I repeat, nothing that they have out so far, including electrical, including Mr. Wonderful Elon Musk and all the Tesla and all the crap, nothing has the power, and I mean horsepower, and I'm talking from a mechanical standpoint, nothing has the horsepower of a combustion engine, period, end of story. I mean, you can argue all you want, but I can throw facts and figures at you all day long, and you're not going to hold your breath here, and you're not going to hold a, excuse my language, fart of a windstorm of a chance in this debate, folks, because the combustion engine's it. So they want to throw at us all this electrical garbage and everything else like that, folks. And what you have to understand is that, like anything else, the combustion engine's it. They can try to replace it, but it's just not going to work, and it's not going to be replaced. When they try to replace it, they'll see utter fail. They'll say, "Well, why doesn't the electrical work?" Well, you're stacking hundreds of millions of millions of millions of billions of people on an electrical grid, again, like in the United States, that's utter fail. They've not upgraded the electrical grid. The electrical grid, I happen to know, I've lived in a couple states. I've lived in Florida. I've lived in Michigan my whole life. I've lived in Florida for 19 years. I know what goes on in Florida very well. I certainly know what goes on up here right now in Michigan very well. Infrastructure here in Michigan sucks. Infrastructure in Florida, I got to tell you, a lot better than Michigan, but it's the same thing. There's major upgrades to both states that need to happen. They cannot support electricity, period, end of story. There's too much of what we call on the electrical side, there's too much of a load. Load meaning there's too much of a load or a resistance, a load, in order to properly be able to put everybody like 23 million plus in the state of Florida on electricity and on electric cars. It just won't work. It won't work, folks. It's cleaner energy by far to some degree, but it won't work. It won't work because there's too much of a load on the power grid. The power grid isn't equipped to handle that load. Okay, with that being said, folks, I digress. Let me get back into the podcast. So, again, Democrats are rolling back their states to the 18th century as the bans pile up, and they want to pile up all this stuff against the combustion engine, gas, so on and so forth, gas stoves. It doesn't take long to realize that Democrat states are engaged in decivilization and rollbacks of modern advances in society. They're taking away combustion engines, clean energy sources, natural gas, reliable water abundance. This is going to produce a two-tiered nation somewhere. And again, blue states will be backwards. This is why I hate Michigan, folks. I'm sorry to say that, all everybody living in Michigan. I'm born and raised, but this is backwards. The governor's backwards. The state is backwards. The state, I was gone for almost 19 years and unfortunately stuck right here right now in Michigan for a while. I see all the rollbacks. Nothing's improved in almost 20 years of being gone. If anything, everything's gone to pot. Everything's gone and went downhill. It's gotten worse in 20 years. It's gotten 100 times worse. And I tell relatives and everybody else, they're in their own bubble. As long as they have their job, that's all they care about. They go to work, come home, go to work, come home. They're dead from the neck up. That's all I got to say. And I love my relatives, cousins, aunts, uncles, sisters, everybody. But they're dead from the neck up here. And that's all I got to tell you here, at least here in Michigan. They don't understand technological advances. They certainly don't understand, that their infrastructure around them is collapsing and decaying. They do not understand that, folks. And I don't think they'll ever grasp that. You know, blue states will be backwards, collapsed, ridden hellholes with the very little access to functioning power sources, transportation, heating and cooling, grocery, food, basic necessities, with producers leaving. In other words, people that actually make money, people that actually produce something in the world rather than China junk, excuse my language. But rather than produce something, they're actual producers and they're contributing to society. Those companies will leave. Their economies will collapse and ruin, populated by welfare reciprocants, criminals, addicts, and anyone too poor or way too poor to afford and flee. Red states will be advanced, modern, and I know this is a fact, just like being in Florida. Red states will be advanced, modern, highly desirable, and abundant access to energy, vehicles, affordable gas, water, transportation, food, and more. Economies will be rapidly expand with the availability of energy, transportation, and entrepreneurs and laborers who are fleeing the collapsing blue states. Living in a blue state will be soon like the 18th century, while the red states function as modern, successful societies with all the advances of power, modern transportation, heating, cooking, water, and resources. A world of planes, trains, automobiles, in other words, in Democratic-run states are determined to have no planes, no trains, no automobiles, just massives, enslaved, censored, obedient, vaccinated voters who are effectively imprisoned in a giant state-sized prison camp. You know, and again, flee the prison camp states or make your own new state, hope to survive. All of this explains why so many people are fleeing Democrat-controlled states like California, New York, Illinois, and any entity like California, New York, and Illinois, entity ran by Democrats, a city, a county, a state will collapse into the ruin, plagued by violent crime, homelessness, rampant substance, addiction, corruption, despair. No life is sustainable under a Democrat rule as they destroy or destroyers of civilization, families, logic, reason, language, money, fairness, knowledge, freedom, privacy. Those who wish to live with anything assembling freedom, abundance, will have to flee the blue states or break away from them and form their own new states. Okay, folks, like, share, subscribe if you like the podcast. And again, the link will be down below. And if you haven't given your life to Jesus Christ, I call on you now to do that, to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior. And how you do that is you just pray to God and you say, just pray to God and you ask God to forgive you in the name of Jesus and to welcome Jesus into your heart. That's what you need to do, to welcome Jesus into your heart. Ask him to come into your heart and forgive you of all your sins, repent. And once you ask Jesus to come into your heart and forgive you of all your sins and accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, that he died on the cross at Calvary to wash your sins and all sins away for humanity, for all of humanity and all of humankind. If you ask God that prayer and you ask him humbly, and you ask him humbly to forgive you and you repent and accept Jesus Christ, you are saved. And so you have to, in your own words, ask God. I can tell you five ways of sideways, folks, how to pray and how to be saved, but it's really up to you what you want to do as far as how you will be saved and what exactly to say. I can't tell you what to say. I can just give you a guideline, but I can't tell you. But again, folks, if you've done that and you've accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior into your heart and you've repented and you accept him into your heart, you are now saved. And so I have just a couple of suggestions real quick here, folks, before I let you go here, before we run out of time. Is the first thing is go get yourself a Bible once you've accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior and ask him to come into your life. The first thing you need to get is get a Bible. Somehow, some way, if you're here in the United States, you have the luxury. If you don't want to go out, you can order one on through Amazon. I priced them. The average price is about $20. I know for some people that's a lot of money, but you know, that's $20. The next thing you want to do is once you get a Bible, you could also find a church nearby, a Christian church that preaches the Trinity, that's the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, a Christian church again, and ask them if you're too poor. I totally get it. I understand. I've been there before in my life at a younger time. I've been there very poor. So I totally get it, folks. Go to your church, go to your local church that preaches the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and they preach about Jesus Christ, and approach one of the members of the church and ask them and just tell them the situation you're in, and maybe they could spare a Bible. And 99 times out of 100, they'll get you a Bible, folks. That's not a problem. The second thing after you've gotten into the Bible, the second thing you need to do is that you need to find a good church. Again, I just kind of mentioned that. That's the second thing. Find a good church that preaches the Trinity, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. get into that church and just start going and write down your questions. That's the last thing. You'll want to make a list of all your questions once you start going to church. Write down your questions and get a hold of somebody, a pastor, senior pastor, junior pastor, even a deacon, a member of the church that can answer all your questions. Why did Jesus die on the cross at Calvary for me? What's the second coming of Jesus Christ? What is the Antichrist? I know I shouldn't say that a lot, but what is the Antichrist? How did Satan fall from heaven? How does me being saved guarantee that I will go to heaven? There's just lots and lots. There's millions and millions of questions. What do I have to do in order to follow Jesus Christ? What do I need to do? How do I need to act? What do I need to say? I mean, I can go on and on and on for hours and hours and hours, folks. But these are just all questions. I'm just throwing out examples of stuff, you know, you could write down and ask that deacon, ask that pastor, that senior pastor, junior pastor, or the deacon or a member of the church. Sit down and ask them, and, you know, if they'll more than willing to give you, you know, whatever time you need, a half an hour, hour, 2 hours, whatever. That's the arrangement you can make with them and get them questions answered. You need them questions answered so you can understand what you've now become a part of. You know, you become a part of God's family. And that's it, folks. And then the last thing as a suggestion, you know, it'd be great to get baptized once you're in a church, once you become a member, then get baptized where everybody witnesses you die. Baptism symbolizes you die and you're now resurrected in the name of Jesus. You're resurrected through Christ. You've died. The body's died, but now you've arose. And so that's what baptize symbolizes. And that's what baptize means to God. And that's very important as well. So those three things right there, folks, are very important. And if you have any questions, you can always email me at endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com. That's endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com. And I'm Eric. Go to redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. That's redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. And again, folks, like, share, subscribe if you like the podcast. And if you get anything out of today's podcast, please think about giving. The money always goes to charity. The money goes to a good source. We don't spend money that we take in or anything like that. We have a very small staff. And so, we take the money and we pass the money on. We don't keep the money. So that's what you have to know. We always pass it on to whoever needs it, the needy and different things like that. That's what we're about. We're about giving, not about receiving. And if you've been blessed by this podcast, which I pray that you will be blessed by this podcast, I encourage you to keep listening. We have a podcast a couple times a week, and I really ask and pray, and God bless you and your family, and continue listening. Again, I'm Eric, and this is End Time World News, and you go to redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. That's redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. Like, share, subscribe. Be well, be safe, but most importantly, folks, God bless you and your families, and thanks again for listening. Bye for now.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.